A French lawyer who has defended a Nazi war criminal and an international terrorist says he'll lead Saddam Hussein's defense team. The former Iraqi dictator will stand trial before a special tribunal in Baghdad. Jacques Berge claims Saddam's nephew retained him, but a Jordanian lawyer is challenging that claim, saying he's been Saddam's lawyer for more than a decade. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that the dispute is just one of the complications in this high-profile case.
After Saddam Hussein's capture in December, a delegation of Iraqi politicians visited him in a secret cell. U.S. officials wanted them to confirm Saddam's identity, but the meeting turned into a heated shouting match. They challenged Saddam, demanding he answer for his violent policies. In a parting remark, one Iraqi said, "May God have mercy on you in the afterlife." Saddam then turned to the American officials and asked, "Is the trial over now?" That is certainly how Saddam's regime conducted justice for 35 years. But a specialized Iraqi tribunal is intended to be an example of the new democracy in Iraq. But like other changes in the country, mounting a tribunal is difficult. At a Washington conference, U.S. lawyers heard a long list of those difficulties. Professor Diane Ordlicker, director of the War Crimes Research Center at American University, says training judges is a major problem.
They need lots of assistance, lots of training, lots of support, lots of resources. They're feeling pressure to get the process moving. But on the other hand, they know they've got a lot to do before they'll be ready for that process.
One major task, organizing the evidence. There are literally tons of documents captured after the fall of Saddam's regime last April. Add to that more than 250 mass grave sites, important evidence in a trial where charges may include genocide and crimes against humanity. A Human Rights Watch team researched the state of evidence in February.
Until today, not a single mass grave has actually been exhumed.
Hania Mufti, who works for the human rights group in Baghdad, says many Iraqi families did their own digging when mass graves were first identified, removing evidence. The private digging stopped when Iraqis were promised professional forensic teams would do the job. So far, that hasn't happened. Another problem, there is no program in place to protect witnesses. In Iraqi Kurdistan, an eyewitness who identified a mass gravesite to an Iraqi Kurdish political party was named in a local newspaper. A few days later, he was shot dead by unidentified gunmen.
If you think that there's going to be many witnesses coming at a trial of Saddam and his cronies, I have news for you.
Law professor Sharif Bassiouni worked on a draft of the Iraqi tribunal statute at the State Department's Future of Iraq project before the war.
People who will testify will probably be killed, and the U.S. is going to have to offer witness protection and maybe even offer them the opportunity of coming and living in the United States under a witness protection program.
An American team of more than 50 lawyers, forensic investigators, and prosecutors is in Baghdad, working for the Regime Crimes Advisors Office, a new department in the American-led coalition. The American team is expected to pore over the evidence with British, Spanish, and Australian investigators and help shape indictments that some members of Iraq's governing council say may come as early as May. But there is no firm timetable, says Diane Ordlicker.
I suspect that the timetable will continue to be pushed back. That's been the experience with other tribunals, which have been set up in recent years, which have been optimistic about their timetable, and then they discover that fair process takes time.
But the more time it takes, the more rumors there are about Saddam Hussein, says Faisal Istrabadi, a legal advisor to the governing council.
Managing the public relations aspect of this thing is really, I think, central. Not only must justice be done, justice must be seen to be done.
For now, reports of Saddam appear almost every day in Iraqi newspapers. He's chained in a basement dungeon. He's writing poetry from his jail cell, warning other Arab leaders that they are next. It's part of Iraq's culture of conspiracy that didn't end with Saddam. Deborah Amos, NPR News.